This is our live continuing coverage of the demolition of the old Byron Health Center. Let's go to the news desk right now. Carrie, what do you have as far as the rumor that a fleet of bulldozers right now is heading up Lima Road to demolish the old Byron since they moved? Didn't they move out yesterday?
Well, yeah, okay. They did. Yeah, Byron residents moved yesterday to their new accommodations, which is on Beacon Street. Apparently some nice digs over on Beacon Street. So, yes, the moving has begun.
All right. County commissioners, by the way, are just, they cannot wait. I think they've already hired the bulldozers to tear it down so they can put something there to throw off all the tax, property tax money that it's going to generate. It's going to be unbelievable. Like, I don't know. If you want to start rumors, I heard a rumor that Target's going to go there.
Did you really? Or are you just starting that?
No. I mean, it did hear the rumor, but I heard also that maybe they're going to put up houses, like a housing.
That's a nice piece of property right there.
Yeah, it's right at the corner of Carroll and Lima Road. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Look, it would be the height of irresponsibility to come on and say that this is what's going to happen.
Because you never do that.
Well, I was just driving up Lima Road, and I drove from 69 up to Carroll.
Yeah.
And I don't see any trucks.
What do you mean you don't see any trucks?
Didn't you say earlier that you had heard that there were a whole bunch of trucks driving up the road?
Oh, yes.
Destroy Byron?
Yes. We were wondering, there was a rumor that a fleet of bulldozers was headed up Lima Road to Byron to start tearing it down because they moved out yesterday. So the commissioners can start harnessing the tax money of that property and put a Target in or a strip mall or a bunch of houses.
I drove through. There's no convoy of construction equipment, and there are no cars around it.
Oh, this
except
is
for the work release center around back.
Yeah, this is not good. I hope to God the county commissioners are still asleep, because if they find out that we're wasting time like this, not putting something in to generate tax dollars, it's going to be bad. So if you know the county commissioners, do not tell them that demolition has not started yet.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.